special edition of Bluegrass Ramblings dedicated to the music of Ralph Stanley and the Stanley Brothers. Stay tuned, because up next we have country classics. And make sure to stay warm, stay safe, stay healthy, and we will see you guys next week. Cheers.
Following is a previously broadcast program.
If you got the radio, won't you listen in? We got Red Foley, Merle Travis,
George Jones,
and Loretta Lynn.
Ernest Tubb will sing the old song.
Something Tom is coming to. It's country music. This ain't nothing new. Turn on your radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Country Classics Hour. I'm your host, Katie Moore. You're listening to CKUT. That's 90.3 FM in Montreal, the best radio station in the universe. And it is September the 13th. I hope you're all doing well and that you had a good week and that everything's going okay with back to work and back to school and back to everything. As you know, the studio is not open for live shows at CKUT right now, so I've pre-recorded this from my self-isolation booth in Montreal's Little Italy. But I'm still going to put on a show as if it were live. No cuts. All my mistakes are there for you to enjoy and laugh at. That's how it works at Country Classics Hour. Should we listen to some music and talk less, Katie? Okay, good idea. I've played before a few tracks from a new Gillian Welsh album. It's called The Lost Songs Volume 1. And it's outtakes from 2002 from that didn't make the album that they were working on, Gillian Welsh and Dave Rawlings. Great songs. Very sparse, spare, pared down. You choose the adjective as you listen to Mighty Good Book.
There's a mighty good book and it tells a story. It's a Bible on a shelf. Oh, you know the names and you know the stories. Have you ever read it for yourself? It's a mighty good book. Mighty good book of the man he died on the way. It's a mighty good book. It's a mighty good book. And it's just as true today. Oh, it tells of the heat in the land of Zion, where they took a man and made no crime, while the wicked walked. Just as true. gets a mighty good boot. Love the man who died on the way. It's a mighty good book. It's a mighty good book. And it's just as true today. It's a mighty good book. It's a mighty good book. And it's just as true today.
Though it was wrong. Yes, another man loved me last night. I'd almost forgotten what love was really like. But I'm only human, only a woman. I let
my family got this quarter section from the land grants back in 1884. We're in the prairies north of Champlain. The rail line runs right by our door. After the labor weekend picnic, we'll bring in those final harvest loads and the Canadian Pacific. You take me down the iron road. There's a rumbling that is coming through the low ground. There's an engine keeping time with my beating heart. Whistle shakes our window with a lonesome sound. One day I hope it shakes this house apart. Night you see the lightning striking 100 miles away across the land, and then the thunder's slow approaching like a regimental band. All I'll inherit now is a saddle and a life of work with weak dust in my lungs and 200 head of cattle falling dead from wooden tongue. 'Cause there's a rumbling that is coming through the low ground. There's an engine keeping time with my beating heart. Whistle shakes our window, a lonesome sound. One day I hope it shakes this house apart. Lone prayer.
night on the lone prairie.
That was Little Andy and his great band from the album While the Engine Burns. I think that song is called Canadian Pacific. Andy, you know, is a occasional host of Country Classics Hour, but he hasn't been hosting for the last little while, but he'll be back when we're back in the studio, when they have a vaccine. Something else to look forward to when there's a vaccine. Before that, what did we listen to? Oh, yes, Loretta Lynn, Another Man Loved Me Last Night. And we started the set off with two tracks from Gillian Welch's new album, The Lost Songs. They're songs from 2002. They were outtakes from an album. They didn't make the cut. We heard Mighty Good Book and Give That Man a Road. She can write songs, eh? Mm-hmm. Speaking of great songwriters, Steve Earle. Last week, we listened to some tracks from The Mountain, an album that Steve Earle did with the Del McCoury Band in 1999. Can you believe how quickly the time goes? Last week, Horton chose his choice cuts from that album, and there were so many songs to pick. They're all good that we decided to split it into 2 weeks. So now we're going to listen to the second half of Horton's favorite songs from Del McCoury's band, The Mountain, starting with Dixieland.
I am a Korean and I'm a fighting man, and I come from County Clare, and the Brits would hang me for a finny, so I took my leave of there, and across the ocean in the Irish. Tubble float, and the captain's brother was a railroad man, and he met us at the boat. So I joined up with the 20th Maine. Like I said, my friend, I'm a fighting man. We're marching south in the pouring rain. We're all going down to Dixieland. When the Johnnies came like a banshee on the wind, and the smoke to hell forget his bird, many a mother wept, for many a good boy died there sure, and the air smelled just like death. I am Corrine of the 20th Maine, and I marched to hell and back again. Colonel Joshua Chamberlain, they all going down to Dixieland. Spilled our blood in the battle's heat. Now we're all Americans. Well, I'm Corrine of the 20th Maine. Did I tell you, friend, I'm a fighting man? We'll not be back this way again, 'cause we're all going down to Dixieland.
To do. I've ever known. Well, I'm a Harlem man. Just as long as luck and luck's hold out. If it's a good Lord's plan, I wake up in the morning and find I'm looking at the end. I'm not a long week and I can draw my pain, 'cause I'm a Harlem man. And you never catch me whining, I ain't that kind.
That was Harlan Man, and before that we heard Dixieland. Those are Horton's choice cuts from Steve Earle and the Del McCoury Band's 1999 album, The Mountain. Last week we listened to, I think, Texas Eagle and The Mountain from that one. So many great tracks on that album. Last week I started something fun for me. Maybe it's fun for you too. We'll find out. I wanted to play each week, maybe, a different version of Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. What a great song, eh? Last week we listened to Vince Gill's live version. And this week we're going to hear Hank Williams.
Twilight glow, I see her blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kiss goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, for only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Mm-hmm.
Now my hair has turned to silver. All my life I've loved in vain. I can see her star in heaven, blue eyes crying in the rain. Someday when we meet up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again. In a land that knows no parting, blue eyes cry in the rain.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never. What I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know. Says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Yeah, you say it best when you say nothing.
Ah!
That was Lori Morgan with A Picture of Me Without You. It's a live version she did there. Real nice. Great voice, Lori Morgan. Writes good songs too. She didn't write that one. But she writes some good ones. I'll play some next week. How about that? And before that, we listened to Keith Whitley from his 1988 hit, When You Say Nothing at All. Great tune. And we started the set off with Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. We're going to try and play a different version of that song, I guess, for as long as we can. Till they find a cure for blue eyes crying in the rain. Till they find a cure for mascara smudge, we're going to play a version of Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain every week. Those of you who listen to the show regularly know that about halfway through the show, we get in touch with our intern. Everyone calls him Pete. Except for me and my sister, we call him Dad, and Rowan and Zoe call him Grumps. And in return for all of his hard work every week, checking the fax machine, making coffee, grinding the coffee by hand, it's a tireless job, but somebody has to do it. Pete does it. He's our intern. In exchange for his hard work, we let him choose one song every week. But since there's a global pandemic, we're bending the rules and we're letting him choose two. Why not? Let's see if we can get him on the line.
Are you there, Dad?
I am indeed, Katie. I am here.
What a joy.
It is indeed. It's always a pleasure to hear your dulcet tones on the... Yes.
And I yours.
Indeed. Enough of the Mutual Admiration Society, though.
How's life?
Life is good, yes. Everything's fine. Garden's doing well, of course. I've been picking... It's because it's cooler now. The pole beans are more prolific. When it's too hot, like in the middle of the summer, they just don't produce any beans, do they?
No, they really wait till the end.
Yes, maybe that's why they're more suited to the northern climate than our climate, yes.
Maybe, They are delicious, though.
Oh, they're wonderful. But I have discovered that don't grow too many and freeze them because they don't taste the same.
They get mushy.
Well, they just, you know, if you freeze them, they just, yeah, they get mushy. They seem to lose the flavor as well.
A pole bean is an ephemeral joy.
That's quite true, Katie. Yes. What can I say? Yes.
Shall we talk music?
Yes, let's talk music.
What do you got for us, Dad?
Well, I discovered a version of the Townes Van Zandt song, If I Needed You, a version by Don Williams and Emmylou Harris. And I rather like it.
Oh, it's very nice, that version.
Yeah. Did you know that Monday will be the third anniversary of Don Williams' death? Actually, no, it was last Monday. Sorry. Yes.
Did not know that.
Yes, he died September the 8th, 2017. It doesn't seem that long ago. Of course, Emmylou's still alive. So.
Yay!
Yes, thank goodness. And the other song I picked is from somebody else that died, Merle Haggard's song. It's a Hank Williams song, I'm So Tired of It All. And he really does sound old and tired on this version of it. But I rather like it.
Yes. Nice. He's doing go ahead.
I was going to say, I have a trivia question for you. Oh, what has Merle Haggard got in common with William Shakespeare?
They both wear Victorian collars?
Well, maybe they did. I don't know. I thought that was, yes.
I don't know.
No, they both died on their birthday.
Whoa.
Yeah, Merle Haggard's April 6th, and I think Shakespeare's April 26th, but they both died on their birthdays. Interesting.
What are the odds?
365 to 1, I suppose.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. I was 365 and a quarter.
There you go.
Yes.
Mm. Wow. Well, yes. Sounds like you chose a depressing, sad, depressing number that I can't wait to hear.
No. Okay. I mean, that's the time of the year, you see. Yeah.
Yeah. Introspection.
Exactly. Okay.
Awesome. Well, great picks, Dad.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kate. I look forward to hearing them shortly. All right.
As do I.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye now.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come? My pain.
baby's with me now. Since I showed her how to lay her little hand in mine, who could ill agree? She's a sight to see, a treasure. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all. In life and love, I've been a loser, and too many tears had to fall, and nothing but broken vows and promises, and now I'm so tired of it all. Tomorrow brings nothing but sorrow, and now I'm so tired of it all. From here I know I'll soon be going, and no one will miss me after all. And up there I know I'll find contentment, 'cause down here I'm so tired of it all.
Those were Pete's Picks with I'm So Tired of It All, Merle Haggard. That might be the most depressing song you've chosen yet. You've outdone yourself. Beautiful song, though, obviously. Thanks for picking that. And before that, we heard Don Williams and Emmylou Harris do Townes Van Zandt's song, If I Needed You. Also a great song. Should we listen to a little Kitty Wells now? How about I Don't Claim to Be an Angel?
I don't claim to be an angel. My life's been full of sin. But when I met you, darling, that all came to an end. Never doubt my love, dear, whatever you may do. I don't claim to be an angel, but my love for you is true.
Thank you. to be my pretty queen. Now you're mine, my pretty one. You fill my every dream.
Friends are flown. Who'll be around to want you when all your loves have gone? Only a fool would do it after the way you've done. But how many fools would have you? I know one. This fool keeps wondering why he fell in love at all. But you might need this fool around in case you fall. After the party's over and you've had your fill of fun, if you need a fool to forgive you, I know one.
John Prine and Emmylou Harris with I Know One. Somehow I thought it was going to be Daniel Romano singing Lost for As Long As I Live, but something else came up. Who knows? Glad it was a good one. Great duet. Before that, we listened to some Kitty Wells with I Don't Claim to Be an Angel. That's classic Kitty right there. And a duet with Webb Pierce. Finally, Kitty Wells and Webb Pierce finally together. You've been listening to Country Classics Hour. Thanks so much for tuning in. I have been and always will be Katie Moore, bringing you classic country tunes on a Sunday night. Stay tuned for Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue. We've got time for one more song. I better stop talking and start playing. Less talk, more rock. It's not rock, it's country. Okay, should we end the show with Stoney Edwards? Hag sang me a song. It's a great tune. See you next week. Thanks so much.
I know how lonely life can be inside a cold gray prison, and the thoughts a man thinks running from the law. I know of life in a labor camp with only boxcar living. I know these things because Hag wrote his song, sang me along. I know a man can go so low, society rejects him. But when his flag goes by, he'll still stand tall. I know the kind of life I'd live if I was living in Muskogee. I know these things because Pack wrote his song, sang me alone. I believe that every man is born somebody special, and I believe Hag was meant to live those songs. The Lord gave him the kind of roads that most men never traveled, and I believe Hag was born to live those songs. Sing me along. A man is lost when he's lost the one that loves him, and why he turns to the bottle when all is gone. I know the tears a mother cries when a young boy gets in trouble. I know these things because Pat wrote his song, sang me alone. I believe that every man is born somebody special, and I believe Hag was meant to live those songs. The Lord gave him the kind of roads that most men never traveled, and I believe Hag was born to write his song. Sing me along.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.